And I don't have to talk about that, but not today. But you cannot serve two masters. You're going to either serve God or you're going to serve the devil. Service is greater than the worship hour on Sunday morning. Some feel, but I serve God today. I got that over with. Then they go home and do what they want to do. Like to say, but I served him today. As though you shouldn't be stopping now to do your own thing. As though it's okay for you to continue in your own way. Because I served him. Service is greater than the worship hour on Sunday morning. It's much, much service to God requires 24/7 dedication to him. 24/7. You see, you can't watch some of the things you watch and call yourself serving God. You got to take your service hat off, put your I'm going to do my thing on in order to do that. You can't text what you text. You can't go to the websites you go to and say you're serving God. You have to take off the service hat, put on I'm going to do what I want to do hat. Because you can't do both and serve God. Service to God is a never-ending, never-ceasing dedication to obey him all of the time. No breaks, no vacations, no timeouts. Service. This isn't in my lesson, but the Spirit is sure pulling me over here right now. It's like we think we're serving him because we have a routine on Sunday. But we got a different one on Monday. No. We got a different one on Sunday night. Let me get to my message. Let me get to my message. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, you ought to do what, church? Serve one another. For all the laws fulfilled, all of the laws of God are fulfilled in one word, even in this. Love, thou shalt love thy neighbor, what? As thyself. Now, I want us to look at this morning the concept of serving God by serving others. Serving God by serving others. Now, the reason why this message is important is because too many children of God feel like as long as God and I are tight, I ain't got to worry about nobody else. Even we sing the song, my God and I go through the fields together. You know, we walk and talk as good friends should and do. Sometimes we get the impression that all I need to do is make sure my God and I are right. God and I are right. And I know we got that attitude because we'll walk right over folk like we don't even see them. As soon as the amen, the men on the A comes, we get out of here. Because we don't want to have to deal with, don't feel like we need to deal with, don't want to hear the chatter, don't want to talk to, don't want to know about. I don't want you to know about me. I don't have no time for that. I need to get out of here because I've done my duty to God. However, serving God is not something you can do by yourself. God put us in a family called the church. And in the church, he expects us to learn how to do towards each other like God has done towards us. Well, what is that? Serve. Serve. We have to learn how to serve each other. Now, sometimes we feel good about serving certain folk. Because we like certain folk. You know, I mean, David Jones says it like this, 25% of the people are going to love you, I don't care what you do. You can't do no wrong in their eyes. 25% of the people ain't gonna like you. I don't care what you do. You can't do nothing right in their eyes. 50% of the people just want to go to heaven. Okay. Now, we got to learn how to serve everybody, not just people that we like. Sometimes we're notorious in the church by having a spirit of serving the people that we just like. And we overlook other folk. Serving God by serving others. Jesus in Matthew chapter 19, chapter 20, and verse number 28. I want you to understand something about Jesus. He says in verse 28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but he came to do what?
To minister.
To minister. And to do what?
Give his life.
And lay down his life for so many. Jesus didn't come here to be served. He came here to serve. His whole mission was about service. It's an interesting thing when you study the scriptures about his disciples, the apostles. I've never read anywhere in the text where any of them addressed him as Jesus. None of them called him by his surname. They all called him Master. They called him Lord. But none of them called him Jesus. Why didn't they was with him 3 years? But none of them would address him any other way other than Lord and Master. Study it. They always called Lord, Master, Master, Lord, Lord, Master. How long you been with him? 3 years. Why you calling him Lord? Because we are his servants. He is our Lord. We never get confused about our relationship. All right. So the way we talk about him always reflects our relationship. He's always Lord God. He's always Master. He's never just Jesus. Not to them. He's Lord. He's Master. It's important for us to note that there are things that get in the way of us serving each other. And Jesus had to deal with it amongst his followers. I mean, Jesus had to handle situations that were arising with the people that were with him that made it difficult for them to want to serve each other. Give for me Matthew chapter 20 and verse number 20, if you have it. Matthew 20 and 20. What does the book say?
Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons.
Okay, now watch this. Now watch the story. Now, a mom is coming to Jesus with her boys. Read. Worshiping him.
Worshiping him and desiring what? A certain thing of him.
Now, everybody that worships God is not worshiping just to worship. Sometimes we worship because we want some. I'm going to worship God so he will do this. I'm going to give God some time because I need that. It's not worship because he is your master. It's worship because you want him to do something.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Everybody see this?
Yeah.
So then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her son, and she's worshiping him and saying to him, Lord, Master.
Grant.
Read.
That these my two sons.
Grant. Jesus said, now what do you want? What do you want, baby? What do you want? What do you want? What are you and your boys doing up here? What y'all want? Grant.
That these my two sons.
That my two sons. My boys, are these some good boys, Jesus? I know they're good. And you know they're good too. I raised them, and they've been and they sacrificed for you. And I know you're gonna set up something here soon. So I want you to grant that these my two sons read
may sit.
Let them sit.
The one on thy right hand.
Let one of them sit on your right side.
And the
Lord.
Other on the left.
And the other one sit on the left.
In thy kingdom.
When you get your kingdom set up, set some seats aside for my boys. They're good boys. And I want them to have preeminence in your kingdom.
Yeah.
I want them to receive special treatment. My boys.
My boys.
Jesus. Granted. Master. Read.
But Jesus answered and said.
What did he say?
Ye know not what you ask.
Now, baby. Now, I know. But you don't know what you ask. Read.
Are you able to drink the cup that I shall drink of?
Now, he's talking to the boys. Are you able to drink the cup that I... Are you able to go through what I'm about to go through for you? Can you handle what I'm about to go through? Read.
And be baptized with a baptism that
can
I...
Can you be submerged with the sufferings that I'm going to have to go through? Can you handle the suffering that I'm going to be baptized with? And what did they say?
They said unto him, we are able.
Yes, sir. We can. We can handle it. Read.
And he said unto them,
what did he say?
Ye shall drink indeed of my cup.
Now, you know what? You are going to drink indeed of my cup. Yeah, you're going to just read.
And be baptized with
the
baptism.
And you're going to be submerged with the kind of suffering
that I am baptized with.
Like I am going through. Read.
But to sit on my right hand.
But. Now, here's about your request. But. To sit on what?
My right hand.
On the right side of me.
And on my left.
And on my left.
Is not.
I'll set that up.
Mine to give.
I'm not setting that up in the kingdom. I don't have the right to set that up. That ain't mine to give. Read.
But it shall be given to them.
But somebody gonna get it. Read.
For whom it is prepared of my Father.
Because my Father gonna see to it that somebody is prepared to sit on my right and left. But I can't make that call. Read.
And when the 10 heard it.
Wait a minute. See, I'm talking about service. I'm talking about what makes it hard for us to serve. Now, when there's 12 disciples, right? The mom came, let my boys have the right and left side next to you. All before the 12, the other 10. They're in a group, right? Now, when the 10 heard it, read.
They were moved with indignation against the two.
They got upset with the two. How dare you? The unmitigated gall. I can't believe your mama would come up in here in front of us like we don't matter and ask you to give them the best seats in the kingdom. They were moved with indignation against two of the brethren. Wait a minute. Now, when you don't like somebody,
come on, sir.
How well do you think you are ready to serve them?
Make your point, sir.
How quick are you willing to go for them, go to bat for them? Because, see, you don't like them. Everybody with me? You don't like them. You don't like what they're doing. You don't like what's going on. Read.
But Jesus called them unto him
now watch
and
this.
Said.
Watch this. Now, Jesus picked up on the spirit. There's a spirit of strife that's going on right now between his disciples. It's a spirit that is divisive. It's a spirit that is judgmental. It's a spirit that is spiteful and is right there with him. Some of his boys got the wrong attitude because somebody amongst them said something that they didn't know what they was doing, but they did it anyway. But they meant well, but they didn't understand what they were asking. So Jesus called them. What did he say?
You know that the princes of the Gentiles.
Now watch this.
Exercise dominion. So
listen. You are Jews. You are in captivity. You are now being ruled by a government that tells you what you can do, tells you where you can go, tells you how you're going to tax, telling you everything is going on right now. They exercise dominion over you. Read.
And they that are great exercise authority upon you.
And there are those over you that will tell you what you going to do, and you can't do anything but do it or die. Obey or die. Now, how do you feel, brothers, when somebody is exercising authority over you? How do you feel when they're telling you to do something you don't want to do, but you got to do it? How do you feel when somebody has authority over you and they're exercising it because they can, not because they have to, not because they need to, but because they can. And how do you feel? Read.
But it shall not be so
now
among
watch
you.
This. Now watch this. Now Jesus said, now let me tell you something. We ain't going to operate like whoever has the biggest stick
Amen.
Is the one that rules. We not going to operate like I got to get in a certain position in order to be favored. We're not going to operate like that. This is not what I'm calling you to. So everybody is vying for the best seat in the house. Well, what's the best seat? The seat with the most authority. The seat with the most power. The seat with the most decisions making. The seat that does this. That's the seat that everybody wants. But wait a minute.
H.
But he said, that's not how you go operate. Read.
But whosoever
now watch this.
Will
watch
be
this.
Great among you.
Now whosoever
will be great among you.
Among you.
Let him
do what?
Be your minister.
Watch this. Let him learn to serve. Some of y'all missed it already.
You're teaching, brother.
Let him, you're going to be great amongst yourselves, talking to those 12, learn how to minister to each other. Learn how to take care of each other. Learn how to provide for each other. If you're going to be great. Because this system in my kingdom is not based on power.
Teach, Brother White.
It's based on your relationship to me. And whatever power you think you got, it was delegated. You didn't earn it. It was handed. But you don't base your relationship on the power. That ain't how we operate. If you want to be great, then let him be your minister. Read.
And whosoever will be chief among you.
Uh-huh. Now, whoever's going to be chief, whoever going to be top person among you, let him do what?
Be your servant.
Let him be the slave. Let him be the slave.
My.
You see, Jesus has set a standard. And the standard is, if you're going to serve me, you serve me by serving each other.
Teach, preacher, teach.
That's, if you're going to serve me, you can't serve me off to yourself. You serve me while and by serving each other. And then Jesus said in the last verse, 28. What did he say?
Even as the Son of Man.
Now watch this. I told you this earlier.
Came
just
not.
Just like I came here.
Not to.
I didn't come here.
Unto.
For you to minister unto me.
But to minister.
But I came here. And you call me Lord, right? And I am. And you call me. But I didn't come here to be ministered unto. I came here to minister to you.
And to give his life.
I came here to give my life.
A ransom for many.
For everybody. Everybody with me? And what, fellas, and what you all need to learn, talking to the disciples, is that this stuff about who's in charge, who has the most authority, is not how we operate here. Anytime you think you have a right to do because of your authority and you don't consider the servitude, you don't consider being humble, then you are operating on the wrong system. All right. And whenever God's folks start operating on whoever has the biggest stick.
Teach, sir.
Now everybody bows down to the stick holder, but just know they waiting in line to get the stick. So they can do like you. That's not the system that Jesus said we ought to operate on. Everybody with me? Okay, okay, now, get for me, John, chapter 13.
Now, before the feast of the Passover.
Oh, you was over there. Well,
yes,
go
sir.
Right on, preacher. Yeah.
When
yeah.
Jesus
before I told
knew.
Him. Wait, but I like that. You anticipated.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Yeah, read.
Now, before the feast of the Passover.
Watch this. Now, wait. This is on the eve of the start of the crucifixion of Jesus.
Amen.
They are getting ready to have the Last Supper. They enter the upper room. And now they're getting ready. And Jesus knows time is short.
His hour was come.
My hour is near. Read.
That he should depart out of this world.
He knows he has to die and go to the Father.
Having loved his own.
Listen, he loved those that were in the world. Read.
He loved them unto the end.
He ministered. He gave himself. He loved them. He loved those men around him until the end. Read.
And supper being ended.
Uh-huh.
The devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot.
Now watch this. Now this is at the scene there at dinner. And one of his disciples, you know the story, Judas Iscariot is planning
to betray him.
Jesus. He's at the table with him, and he's planning to betray him. Read.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands.
He already knew, Jesus knew long ago that Judas was going to be the betrayer. This didn't just pop up. Jesus knew when he selected him that he was going to be the betrayer. He knew Peter was going to be the denier.
Yeah.
He didn't know that just before. He knew. He knew it. But he knows that Judas is going to betray him. Read.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he was come from the Father, God, and went to God.
Read.
He riseth from
supper. Now watch this. Jesus gets up from supper. Read.
And laid aside his garment.
Now watch this. He takes off part of his garments that he has.
And took a towel.
But he doesn't say anything. Now watch this. Now they just finished eating. Judas got his mind set to betray him while he eating. Jesus gets up, starts taking off part of his garment, girds his loins with a towel. Read.
And after that,
he
poured water into a
basin. He still ain't said nothing. Now they watching him. What's Jesus doing? What's he doing? They watching him. He takes water and pours it in a basin. Read.
And began to wash the disciples' feet.
And before they knew it, Jesus was on his knees at one of the disciples and washing the feet. I like to think he started with Judas.
Teach, brother. What?
And washed his feet. Now, mind you, in that culture at that time, based on their way of travel and their attire, they walked to every place. They didn't walk on paved streets and sidewalks. They walked on dusty trails with foot gear that would resemble sandals. Open up, which means that whenever you get to your destination, your feet dirty.
Talk, sir.
Wherever you get to, wherever you're going, you got dust all over your feet. Now, it is a custom that whenever you go into someone's home and they are the host would have their servants, slaves, to wash the feet of the guests, clean them up as a sign of hospitality, and have them prepared for supper. But there's no slaves in the upper room, because only Jesus and his disciples are there. They got the house rented or given to them for this time. So the host of the house is not there. Only Jesus and his disciples are there. Nobody took the time to say to each other, you know what? Let me wash my brother's feet.
Yeah.
Let me gird up my towel. 'Cause ain't no slaves here. And you know, this is what we know we ought to do anyway. But not one of the 12 made any indication that they was willing to humble themselves and become a servant to each other. So Jesus picks up the towel and the basin. And Jesus, without a word, starts washing their feet. Everybody with me? Read.
And wiped them with a towel wherewith he was girded.
And he started wiping the feet with the towel that he had around him. Read.
Then cometh he to Simon Peter.
Now, while he's doing this, he gets to Simon Peter. Read.
And Peter saith unto him, Lord,
Dost thou
wash my feet?
Wait. Now listen to the question. Peter is watching him go around and wash their feet. Peter sees Jesus as Lord, Master. Master, Lord. He sees himself as servant. In fact, when he's writing his letters in the epistle, he says over and over again, Peter, a servant of God. Peter, a servant of God. Peter, a slave to God. Peter says, I can't allow my master
to wash my feet.
I can't let my master wash my feet. I can't do that. I am not going to submit to you being my master washing my feet.
Yes, sir.
It ain't right, Lord. I ought to be washing yours. But I didn't pick up the towel or the basin to do that, because if I wash yours, I had to wash the others.
Teach, Brother White.
And you know I ain't going to wash them two brothers.
Make your point.
You know I ain't going to do that.
Make your point.
So I just ain't going to wash nothing. So Peter said, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Read.
Jesus answered and said to him.
What did Jesus say?
What I do, thou knowest not
now. Ho. This is the point. If you're in your Bible, you need to underline it. What I do, you don't know now.
But thou shalt know hereafter.
Wait a minute, I got to tie the shoe up. Before I trip. What I do. Watch this. Well, what are you doing, Lord? Wait a minute. What is Jesus saying? Hadn't Peter seen feet been washed before? Yeah. Has he ever had his feet washed before? many times. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the first time he seen somebody. Then what in the world is Jesus talking about what I'm doing that you don't know? Not now.
But
you don't understand now. But you shall know hereafter. Mm-hmm. Everybody with me? But right now, this don't make sense to you. You don't get it. You know why? Because you are thinking about just feet washing.
Teach, brother, why?
I'm thinking about the way you deal with each other all the time. Right now, you don't get it. But you'll get it later on. Everybody with me? Read.
Peter said unto him,
what'd he say?
Thou shalt never wash my feet.
Peter said, now, you look, you ain't gonna never wash my feet. Read.
Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
Now, if I don't wash your feet now, then you have no part with me. Well, I wish I had time to deal with the no part with me. There's another story there, but time won't let me deal with the no part. You have no part. If I don't wash you, you have no part with me. He's not saying that I have not done and we don't have a relationship. That's not what he's saying. But the further relationship, the deeper relationship, you're not going to be able to experience it if you don't submit and allow me as your master to do this. Read.
Simon Peter said unto him, Lord.
And Peter said, well, I may not understand, but I know this. Read.
Not my feet only.
Don't just wash my feet.
But also my hands.
Here's
and
my
head.
Here's my head. Here's my leg. Just wash it all. If that's the case. Because I don't want to lose my relationship with you. Read.
Jesus said unto him.
Now watch this. Now watch
he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet.
Now watch this. Now Jesus said unto him, he that is washed, those that he washed, needeth not save to wash his feet, but what?
Is clean every whit.
Now watch this. You're not clean because of the foot washing. It ain't the washing of the body that makes one clean. It's the heart.
Amen, sir.
It's the heart. It's your heart. You can have clean feet in a dirty heart.
Oh, Brother White.
Yeah, but it's clean everywhere. And you are clean. You're clean. Not because of the foot washing. But your heart. But not all of you are clean because all of your heart's not right. Now he's talking about Judas now. All of your heart's not right. Read.
For he knew who should betray him.
Now he knew. He
therefore
knew.
Said he,
read.
Ye are not all clean.
Mm-hmm.
So after he had washed their feet.
Yeah.
After, and had taken
this,
his
watch
garment.
This, watch this. Now
and
watch
was
this.
Set down again.
Wait. Watch this. After he washed the feet. Okay, read on. He took his garments and was set down again because they didn't get it. Now, they sitting there and watched the master wash their feet and they didn't get it. So, read, what did he say?
And he said unto them, know ye what I have done?
Do you know
what I have done?
What I have done.
To you.
Wait. Peter said, well, you just wash my feet. You didn't get it. Do you know what I have done to you? It wasn't about the feet. Read.
Ye call me master.
Now here we go.
And Lord.
Now this is how you address me. Everywhere they talk to him, they say, master, good master, Lord. You call me master and Lord, and you are saying right.
For so I am.
Because I am your Lord. I am your your master. You're right to call me Lord. You're right to call me master. Read.
If I then.
Watch this.
Your Lord and master.
Watch this. If I, as your Lord and your master.
Have read. Washed your feet.
I'm your Lord, and you said it right. I'm your master. And I, without a word.
Have washed your
picked up a towel.
And washed.
Put water in the basin.
And washed your.
And I served you.
By washing your feet.
I served you. I even served the one that's getting ready to betray me.
Make it plain, sir.
And I knew it. Even with full knowledge of his betrayal. I'm master. And I know what you're getting ready to do. And I got down
and
as a slave and washed Judas's feet.
Make your point.
And I knew what he's about to do. So if I, and I am your Lord and Master, don't make no mistake about it, I'm your Lord and Master. Don't get it wrong, I am Lord and Master. But I have washed your feet as Lord and Master. Read.
Ye also.
Now watch this. Then, fellas, brothers, you also ought to do what?
Wash one another's feet.
Now, sometimes people get hung up from a theological standpoint, and they try to make the point that Jesus is teaching you ought to wash feet. And there are groups right now that have periodical feet washing ceremonies.
You're right. You're right. I've been there.
As a result of trying to obey this command.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about the feet washing. You're missing the point. Jesus said, if I, as your Lord and Master, wash your feet, then you ought to also wash one another's feet. In other words, if I have served you, you ought to serve each other. Wait a minute. You ought to look for opportunities to serve each other. You don't have to be invited to serve. You didn't ask me to wash your feet. I knew your feet was dirty because mine was dirty. But none of you stopped to wash. Because if you wash me and didn't wash them, you're gonna stand out. So rather than standing out, I ain't going to even make the suggestion. But Jesus said, if I, as your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, I served you, and I'm Lord, I am Master, then you ought to wash or serve
one another.
One another. Read.
For I have given you an example.
Now watch this.
That you should do as I have done to you.
Do what? Serve.
One another.
You need to serve. What would happen in the church if we stopped waiting on somebody to invite us to serve and just say, I see a need and I think I need to serve.
Teach, sir, teach.
What would happen if you saw a need and just served? Where would we be if the people of God would learn how to just serve?
Yeah, yeah.
No strings attached, no expectation, no reciprocity. I'm just serving because I see. My example is I'm Lord and Master, and I served you. I just served you by washing today. But don't get hung up on the feet washing. You've seen this a lot, but that's not the point. You don't know what I've done. Well, you wash feet. We do that all the time. You missed the point. I served you. Now I'm doing it to show you what you're supposed to do for each other. Read on.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
What did he say?
The servant is not greater than his Lord.
Watch this. Watch this. Now listen, brothers. You are servants. I am the Lord. But you ain't greater than the Lord. Read.
Neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him.
Jesus never lost sight of he was here on a mission to serve his Father. Amen. Every chance he got, he acknowledged his mission to serve his Father. I'm not greater than the one that sent me. I'm serving him. I'm fulfilling the mission that he asked me to serve and fulfilling. I'm doing it because I love him. Read on.
If you know these things.
Now watch this.
Happy are ye if ye do them.
Now if you understand this, you're going to be blessed if you learn how to do it. But see, you got to get beyond how you think about folk. That's why I believe Jesus washed Judas' feet first. Because he's the betrayer. And they knew. They didn't know, but Jesus knew. They knew later on that he was a betrayer. But Jesus knew, and he washed his feet. Now, if we had known that somebody laying for us and plotting against us.
Come on, sir.
How well can we serve them? How well can we serve them? God has a way of getting us in a position where we can serve. You know, I have done more eulogies than I can count over 28 years. And sometimes I've had to eulogize people and families that I knew people had issues with me.
Teacher.
Now, I knew. I knew they had problems with me. But they want me to do the eulogy. Okay? Now, I can act like, you know what? Why don't you get an elder to do it? Okay? You really don't want me to do it. You asking me to do your, to do your eulogy? How much you gonna give me? What's it worth to you? I know. But I've learned to go on and serve.
Serve anyway. Yes, sir.
Just serve.
Yes, sir.
Because it's about service. Not serving when you want to. Not serving when it feels right. Not serving when it's fair to you, but just serving.
Serve God.
Because you can.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you know these things, happy are you if you do what?
Do them.
Read on quickly.
I speak not of you all.
Now listen. All of you don't have the Spirit. Read.
I know whom I have chosen.
Now, I picked all of you. Read.
But that the scriptures may be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
He that eateth bread with me
hath
lifted up his heels
against me. I know I selected all of you, and from the jump street, I knew one of you was going to be in heel. You were going to turn against me, but that didn't stop me from serving them. Read.
Now I tell you before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
that when it comes to pass,
right,
you may believe that I am he.
You don't understand what's about to happen, guys. But in just a short moment, you will. But I'm telling you now, so when it happens, you'll be able to say, you know, he said that one of us was going to betray him. You know, he said. But what did he do? He knew that and he served him. He served the one that was betraying him. He knew the one was going to betray him and he served him anyway. Read on.
Verily, verily,
yes.
I say unto you,
yeah.
He that receiveth whomsoever I send,
yeah,
receiveth me.
Yes.
And he that receiveth me,
yes,
receiveth him that sent me.
Now watch this, watch this. And I'm rapping right now. Listen. The whole purpose of Christianity is about servitude. Servitude. It's about serving. Serving God?
Yes, sir.
Serving each other.
Yes, sir.
And you can't serve God and ignore the service to one another. You got to serve each other. That's what it's all about. Now go back to Galatians chapter 5. The scripture there I gave you in the beginning. In verse number 20. Galatians, I believe, is 5 and 20. I believe that's what it is. No, 5 and 13. Is it 5 and 13? 5 and 13. Go get
For
that.
Brethren,
uh-huh,
ye have been called unto liberty.
Now watch this. You got freedom, brothers and sisters. Read.
Only use not liberty.
Don't let the fact that you got a right to choose cause you to choose in such a way to where your flesh is stumbling. It causes a stumbling
An occasion
to, your
to the
flesh.
Flesh.
But by what?
Love.
But by love, do
Serve
what?
Serve one another.
That's the message. You got to love each other enough to serve everybody and anybody, and you don't put a prerequisite on the floor as to what you're going to base on your service. I'm going to serve you when. I'll serve you if. I'll serve you maybe as. No, 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 no. We are called to serve. Serve God.
And it's fine to do.
And serve each other. And you got to do it until you leave here. Have I helped anybody?
Very much so, sir. Very much so.
If you are here and you have not served God by serving others, you have served God thinking you don't have to deal with the others. I want you to know your heart is not right. And I want you to know that you don't understand why Jesus came. He kept serving God, even serving the ones that he knew was betraying him. He died for the soldier that pierced him in his side. He died for the soldier that nailed the nails in his hand. He died for them. He died for the ones that lied on him to get him crucified. He died for them. He was serving to the end. If you're here, the Spirit of God has convicted you in the area of your life you need convicting in, I pray that you have a spirit like Peter when he said, Lord, don't just wash this, wash everything. Lord, I don't just want to be halfway right. I want to be all the way right. And let me get everything on the table. I know what I've been doing. I know what my attitude has been. It has not been right, and I want to get it right today. And I'm not going to leave here in the condition that I came. You have that opportunity.